I'm walking around the docks at Juno's Aurora Base and Boat Harbor. In places, it doesn't look very stable. The sailboats and yachts and cabin cruisers here are tied up to finger floats that have seen far better days. City officials hope that will change. The legislature's capital budget includes more than $33 million for harbors around the state. More funds will cover cranes, ramps, and other related projects. About two-thirds of the money is for projects in Southeast. Officials say it can't happen soon enough.
It's to the point where the repairs aren't really doing anything anymore. It just needs to be replaced.
That's Juneau Port Engineer Gary Gillette. He's talking about Aurora Basin, not far from the capital city's downtown. Parts of it were built in the 1960s and the rest in the 1970s.
We've tried to maintain it as best we can for safety reasons and stuff, but it's the wood and the float material has become so saturated that they're slowly sinking and there's only so much you can do at some point.
It's in the budget for $2 million, which the city will match. Gillette says that will fund phase one of an overall $20 million project. Petersburg is also due for some harbor improvements.
It's just wonderful. The whole waterfront will be alive, and I think it'll benefit everybody in town.
That's Harbor Master Glo Wallen. She's looking at $3.5 million towards replacement of the town's North Harbor near the center of Petersburg. There's also about $5.5 million in the budget for a commercial drive-down dock and $800,000 to upgrade the crane dock at South Harbor, closer to the town's ferry terminal.
We're rocking and rolling on the design aspect of all of them. So we're looking for the funding to be able to get going on them.
Haines, Heidelberg, Hoonah, Sitka, and Skagway also have money in the budget for harbor replacement or repairs. Saxman, next to Ketchikan, also has a small amount of money that could lead to a major expansion. Officials say few boat slips are available elsewhere.
So it's awfully congested in the Ketchikan area, so this is really an ideal location for another harbor.
That's Leona Hafner, Saxman City Administrator. She says the planned new harbor could accommodate a couple hundred fishing, recreation, and tour boats. The $350,000 in the capital budget matches another grant supporting design work. Hafner says the location, near the town city hall, is outside the area's most crowded waterways.
Right now, that small passage has tour ships going through on a daily basis during tour season. We have the Alaska Marine Highway vessels traveling through there, as well as a fishing fleet.
Most of the harbor projects were put in the capital budget by the Parnell administration through a municipal grant program. Others were added in by legislators. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.